Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Director for Sales, Installation, and Service.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Mike Waltz is facing questions from lawmakers for the first time since he was ousted as National Security Advisor. Waltz has been tapped to be the next U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, appearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for his confirmation hearing. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy confirming that two people were killed in flooding on Monday night. The governor in a hard-hit suburb of New Jersey.
Last night we got crushed, not just here in Berkeley Heights, but in this part of the state in particular. Sadly, two losses of life in Plainfield in a vehicle that was swept away, and the deceased were extracted.
Inflation rose last month to their highest level since February as President Trump's sweeping tariffs pushed up the cost of everything from furniture and clothing to large appliances. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang says they have now won approval from the Trump administration to sell high-powered computer chips made for AI to China. This is ABC News. An investigation is underway into how nine people lost their lives in a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts, south of Boston. ABC's Marcus Moore talked with Mayor Paul Coogan about the first responders who showed up carrying some people down ladders.
I just can't help but think about this community's most vulnerable.
Yeah.
Breaking the windows to try to get out.
Some of those windows are small. Like, this could have been much, much, much worse.
30 people were hospitalized. There is an arrest warrant out for a person in Atlanta who stole a laptop and hard drives out of an SUV. The items belong to Beyonce's choreographer, Christopher Grant, who called 911.
They have my computers, and it's really, really important information in there. Like, I work with someone who's, like, of a high status.
Work with someone who was a high status, he said. Grant telling police the laptops had unreleased music on them. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for partly sunny, muggy, and warmer conditions than normal, highs in the upper 80s, with winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, some clouds, warm and sticky with a low of 69. And tomorrow, humid with intermittent showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Some could be strong with gusty winds and pockets of heavy rain, a high of 85. In Richland Center, with north-northeasterly winds at 6 miles per hour, it's 84 degrees.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and Discbine disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying Discbine disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. It's 84 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Technical College System supports Wisconsin joining the coalition of states suing the Trump administration to restore funding under the Adult Education and Family Literacy Act. Of the 34,000 students enrolled in adult education at Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges each year, over 17,000 depend on Adult Education and Family Literacy Act funding to access essential services delivered through the technical colleges and community-based organizations. In the 2023-24 academic year alone, over 2,500 of these learners enrolled in post-secondary occupational programs at these colleges, programs that directly lead to career pathways and help meet the workforce needs of Wisconsin employers. When Governor Evers signed the new state budget into law, he called it a win for Wisconsin's kids and families. But childcare providers say the support for their industry isn't enough. Parker Olson reports.
The new state budget spends over $360 million to stabilize Wisconsin's childcare system. It was a key demand for Governor Evers in budget negotiations with Republican lawmakers. The state funding comes as federal funding has run out. The pandemic-era relief program Child Care Counts has sent out its final payments. But providers say the state budget still falls short. Outside the state capitol on Friday, they describe just how fragile the industry remains.
This week, I experienced one of the most difficult moments since opening. My entire staff has resigned. For 6 months, I've been trying to hire new teachers, but every qualified candidate needed a starting wage of at least $17 per hour, a rate I simply cannot offer without additional funding.
That's Ashley Blackett, owner of Tiny Diney Academy in Durand, Northwest Wisconsin. Advocates say the industry is being squeezed on three sides. Child care is too expensive for families, too costly to run, and pays too little to retain staff. The new two-year state budget directs money in multiple ways, to parents, to providers, and to systemic fixes. Governor Evers has declared 2025 the year of the kid and said he wouldn't sign a budget that lacked child care funding. The budget also increases special education reimbursements, though not as much as advocates wanted. Last year, voters approved a record number of school district referenda, raising local taxes to make up for education costs. That's according to a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Corrine Hedrickson, who runs Corrine's Little Explorers in New Glarus, says that kind of pressure could backfire, especially given the way the budget is being sold by the education governor.
And as soon as the schools start raising property taxes, the community no longer trusts the people that they thought they trusted. And it's not the politicians, because they don't trust the politicians the way it is.
Demonstrators also delivered a letter to the governor's office Friday, saying he should call the legislature into a special session for more funding. I'm Parker Olson.
A recent report released by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the state lost over 55,000 jobs on the lower end of the pay scale as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the report, the state lost about 55,700 jobs that paid less than $45,000 per year since the height of the pandemic. The most heavily impacted fields include food services, office support positions, and production jobs. Low-paying transportation and shipping jobs did see an increase, and jobs with salaries over $45,000 remain stable. Two places that house veterans in need now have to close. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. It operates three short-term housing facilities across the state in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. Governor Tony Evers added almost $2 million in his budget proposal to keep funding the three sites, but Republicans removed it and gave the program $0 in new money. That's forcing the housing centers in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close. Evers says the Joint Finance Committee was warned by the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the nonpartisan, basically accountants of the legislature, that this would happen if they didn't invest more money. Evers called the move irresponsible and says he'll keep fighting for veterans. And when the legislature is back in session this fall, veteran services will be a top priority. The Chippewa Falls and Green Bay locations will close September 30th. Veterans there will be offered alternative housing. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin's race for governor is hitting the airwaves more than a year before voting begins. Republican candidate Bill Berrien announced the purchase of about $400,000 in cable TV, radio, and online ads Monday. That is 13 months before the August 11th, 2026 primary. Berrien is the first candidate to purchase ads of any kind in the race. Berrien and Washington County Executive Josh Schumann have announced bids as Republicans. Schumann has yet to spend any money on ads like Berrien is doing. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has not yet said whether he will seek a third term. He has suggested that he will announce his decision within weeks. A Wisconsin senator predicts struggling food pantries in the wake of the Trump budget bill. Lisa Hale reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says food pantries in Wisconsin, already feeling the squeeze as food insecurity rises, will be even more strapped after the budget bill passed by the Trump administration.
I've been traveling the state and visiting food pantries who are already strapped at their capacity, barely able to meet the hunger needs in their communities. And if people lose their nutrition assistance, their food stamps, are no longer able to purchase nutritious food for their families at grocery stores, they are then going to have to rely on food pantries, food banks, and again, they're at capacities.
Baldwin says over 3 million Americans will lose SNAP benefits under the new budget bill. About 705,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP benefits for food assistance. Of those receiving assistance, 270,000 are children and 108,000 are senior citizens. Baldwin made her comments in a press conference Saturday in Green Bay on the effects the budget bill will have on Wisconsinites.
U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Wisconsin State Director Andrew C. Iverson has announced that USDA Rural Development is investing a $24 million loan to the city of Baraboo to construct a new central fire station and a smaller satellite station. The funding is through the USDA RD Community Facilities Direct Loan and Grant Program. The CF Direct Loan and Grant Program provides low-interest loan funding to eligible applicants to develop essential community facilities in rural areas. An essential community facility is defined as a facility that provides an essential service to the local community for the orderly development of the community in a primarily rural area and does not include private, commercial, or business undertakings. Eligible borrowers include public entities, community-based nonprofit corporations, and federally recognized tribes. Rural areas include cities, villages, townships, and towns, including federally recognized tribal lands with no more than 20,000 residents, according to the latest U.S. Census data, are eligible for this program. Funds can be used to purchase, construct, and improve essential community facilities, purchase equipment, and pay related project expenses. The current Baraboo Fire Facility was constructed in 1868, with an addition made in 1957. The new facilities will combine the Fire and Emergency Management System District for greater efficiency. It will accommodate the larger staff that is needed due to the increase in calls received. The new facilities will include space for living quarters, staff support areas, and bays. The Central Fire Station will have a training area and the city's Emergency Operations Center. The construction of the Central Fire Center and substation will increase response time in the community and save more lives. Three finalists are revealed for Madison's next police chief. The list announced Friday includes current Madison interim police chief John Patterson, who stepped into the chief's role when previous chief Sean Barnes became Seattle's police chief last February. Also named are Madison police captain Stephanie Drescher, who heads training for the department, and Milwaukee assistant police chief Stephen Johnson, who has served as an officer for 18 years, rising to assistant chief in 2021. Final interviews with the three candidates are scheduled for next month. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is suing the Trump administration over frozen education grants. Call, along with over 20 other states, is challenging the White House for stopping the distribution of over $6.8 billion in funds for schools just weeks before classes start. Wisconsin will be losing out on $72 million in grants. The states say those grants were canceled with little notice, violating federal law on the separation of powers. Call says schools have already finalized their budgets with those grants in mind, and there is no room for losses like this. A man is in custody for allegedly kidnapping a 7-year-old Milwaukee boy over the weekend. Police say an armed masked man driving a white Jeep abducted Jamal White at gunpoint Friday night on Milwaukee's northwest side. Doorbell camera video shows the boy riding a bike moments before screams are heard. An Amber Alert was issued and Jamal was found safe Saturday evening, about 6 miles from where he was taken. A 25-year-old man connected to the case was arrested. Charges will be referred to the Milwaukee County DA's office. What led to the abduction remains unclear. The man charged in a poisoning plot against women he previously dated is bound over for trial. Paul Van Dyne is charged in Dane County Court with 2 counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and stalking. He also faces charges in Rock County alongside co-defendant Andrea Whitaker. Online court records show a preliminary hearing for Van Dyne was scheduled for Tuesday, but that was waived and Van Dyne was bound over for trial. Van Dyne and Whitaker are accused of using a variety of chemicals, including cyanide, to poison women who Van Dyne previously went on dates with. It's a sunny 84 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. Exposed skin can create risk. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin.
Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
WRCO News Time is 12:20. When the warm weather hits, our natural reaction is to shed the layers and get outside. But more exposed skin outdoors can raise the risk of hives, rashes, and other mysterious bumps. Melissa Kay reports.
Dr. Elizabeth Ender is an allergist at Aspirus St. Luke's. She said being aware, trying to understand what's triggering the symptoms and allergic reactions, is key to proper treatment and prevention.
The most important tool we have really is the history that we get. So it can be extremely helpful to have people keep a diary, a journal of symptoms that they're noticing and kind of the timeline of those symptoms.
Dr. Ender said to keep track of when symptoms happen. For instance, do they start as soon as you go out of doors or when you're in a dusty barn? Do symptoms happen around certain animals? She said having this history can really help diagnose what's triggering your allergic reactions. There are some seasonal allergies people don't even realize they have until they seek treatment.
The most common ones that I see tend to be people that have like grass allergy that come into contact with pollinating grass and then get like hives all over their feet or legs.
And kids can experience intense swelling or irritation from bug bites.
There is something called Skeeter syndrome that kids can get where they have just severe reactions to mosquito bites. Again, that usually improves over the summer as they get more mosquito bites and tends to fade away as people get older.
While some reactions can be treated with over-the-counter or home remedies, Dr. Ender said some symptoms should never be ignored.
They develop hives and then also start to notice breathing problems, or they are noticing throat swelling, fainting, something like that in association with the hives, then they should be seen promptly.
Little Shop of Horrors has developed something of a cult following based largely on the 1986 movie starring Rick Moranis. The movie was largely a film adaptation of the stage musical, which first opened off Broadway in 1982. Many aspects of the movie were lifted directly from the stage version, and the two are very similar. But there are some differences, and one of them is major. The songs in both shows are the same except for Mean Green Mother from Outer Space, which was written for the movie so that it would be eligible for an Oscar nomination. For a song to be nominated at the Oscars for Best Song, it has to be specifically written for the movie it is in. For instance, the famous love theme from Godfather song was disqualified from Oscar consideration as it had been in a film, Fortunella, prior to being in The Godfather. The other big change from the musical is the movie's ending. The musical doesn't have a happy ending. The Community Players version of the musical must remain true to the original, and thus there will be no happy ending. Little Shop of Horrors was written as a dark comedy, and its ending is a piece of that genre. The Community Players are confident their show will be a success. Performances are scheduled for July 25th, 26th, 27th, and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets will be available at the door, priced at $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. The show is not recommended for smaller children. Tickets can also be ordered online, eventbrite.com. Search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Rural Road Safety Awareness Week. In an executive order signed Monday, Governor Evers announced post-crash care, big league safety as the theme for this year's Road Safety Week. The proclamation is meant to encourage residents to travel safely and highlight the importance of having access to emergency response services in the event of a crash. The executive order also noted that about 19,000 crashes occur on the state's nearly 10,000 miles of rural highways each year. The Department of Transportation in Iowa, along with the Wisconsin DOT, are announcing that the Lansing Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa over the Mississippi will be closed and demolished this fall. According to the Iowa DOT, closing and demolishing the existing 94-year-old bridge will help complete the replacement bridge, which is scheduled to open in 2027. The Iowa DOT wrote in a post on the project's social media page, quote, "After extensive engineering analysis and talks between Iowa and Wisconsin DOTs and the contractor, we've been determined that future construction stages on the new bridge could pose a safety risk to the existing bridge. So this fall, crews will close and demolish it so we can safely continue our work and meet the deadline for the 2027 opening of the new bridge," end quote. The Lansing Bridge, which is also known as the Black Hawk Bridge, connects Crawford County near DeSoto to Lansing, Iowa. Federal officials estimate that about 2,200 motorists use the bridge daily. Earlier this year, the bridge was closed due to a sensor detecting a shift in one of the piers on May 17th. It was reopened on June 9th after engineers determined there was no safety risk. While a future closure date has not been announced, the Iowa DOT said that they will plan for alternate river crossings, whether it's with water taxis or by using the detours to the north at La Crosse or the south at Prairie du Chien. The current bridge was constructed in 1931. The new bridge will cost $140 million, with about 80% coming from federal funding and the rest split between Wisconsin and Iowa. Work began in 2023, and the new bridge, which is expected to open in 2027. The Richland County Highway Department reports that County Road MM from Highway 56 to County Road I in Forest Township is closed today until 3:30 for culvert replacement. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to teach and certify basic hunter education students and teach hunters of all experience levels practical outdoor skills. Volunteer opportunities are available in all parts of the state. Hunter education has a strong history in Wisconsin. Since the program's creation in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteers have educated hunters in the state, certifying more than 1 million hunters. The program has also contributed to a significant decrease in hunting safety incidents. Basic hunter education is a firearms safety class that is required by law for anyone who intends to hunt independently. A statewide corps of about 4,000 volunteer hunter safety instructors to teach the standardized, internationally approved curriculum and administer the written and practical exams required for certification are needed. Volunteers must be certified to teach basic hunter education by apprenticing with an existing group of hunter education instructors, or attending a staff-led mini-academy that takes volunteers through each lesson that instructors are expected to teach at a basic hunter safety class. Instructors must also pass an exam based on the DNR's Hunter Education Policy and Procedure Manual. Once certified, volunteer hunter education instructors should teach at least one class and attend an instructor recertification workshop every 3 years. Beyond basic hunter education, the DNR and contracted partners offer additional instruction and continuing education to hunters of all experience levels. Volunteers to coordinate and instruct advanced programs as the next step from basic hunter education are being sought. Outdoor skills programs teach specific skills related to hunting and the outdoors, such as processing deer, shooting basics, and cooking wild game. Some lesson plans are available to use as a guide, but if you have a hunting or shooting sports skill you can teach, reach out to the program staff to talk more. The Learn to Hunt program is a unique opportunity in Wisconsin that allows volunteers to host educational mentored hunts outside of the normal hunting season. The program is a valuable and rewarding educational opportunity offered by the DNR for both participants and volunteers looking to find greater connection in the outdoors. The Learn to Hunt program requires at least 4 hours of pre-hunt instruction to participants, and program volunteers must have at least 5 years of experience hunting the target species. All hunter education volunteers must pass a DNR background check. For more information about becoming a volunteer instructor or applying, visit the DNR website. It's 86 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
It's 85 degrees in Richland Center on this Tuesday afternoon, July 15th. WRCO News Time is 12:32. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center, died last Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery, with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from now until the time of service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Fuzzy Kiley is survived by two daughters, Kimberly, Kimmy, and Mark Ziegler of Richland Center and Garland, Texas, and Sheila Kiley and David Nelson of Charlotte, North Carolina. Two granddaughters, friend Frances Shepherd, special neighbors, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Wayne Fuzzy Kiley, 93, of Richland Center. John W. Pop, age 79, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 4:30 until 7. Friends may also call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Sylvan Cemetery Association, Sugar Grove Church of Christ, or a charity of choice. John Pop is survived by three children, Jeffrey and Lisa of Beloit, Amy and Stephen of Madison, and Eric and Katia of Minneapolis. Six grandchildren, a sister, Phyllis and Gordon of Muscadet, several nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. John W. Pop, age 79. Linda Mary Roan, 76, of Lone Rock, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held at 4:30 Thursday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 4:30. Per Linda's wishes, please bring a flower from your home garden to be placed in vases at the visitation. Memorials may be directed to Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, Richland County Sheriff's Department Canine Fund, or Gunderson Hospital. Linda Roan is survived by her husband of 54 years, Martin, two children, Greg and Megan Roan of Lone Rock, and Diana and Justin Lambries of La Crosse. Four grandchildren, brother and sisters, Barbara and Gary Horshai of St. Paul, Minnesota, Gary and Sherry Hansen, and Ruth and Bruce Wilson, all of Richland Center. Brother-in-law, Michelle Roan of Richland Center. Brother-in-law, Michael Roan of Richland Center. Sisters-in-law, Melinda McCarthy and Dale Service of Sextonville, and Midge and Dan McCauley of rural Viola. Also many other relatives and friends. Linda Mary Roan, 76, of Lone Rock. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery. Locally, friends may call at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service today from 4 until 7. Dennis Shoeburl is survived by his wife, Janet, six children, Jim and Lolene Shoeburl, David and Jenna Shoeburl, Mary Dysert, Lori Stern, Gail and Eric Johansson, and Stacy and Jeff Otzlin. 12 stepchildren, two stepchildren, Rick and Shirley Holler and Jim Holler, seven brothers and sisters, Milton and Sharon Shoeburl, Mark and Shirley Shoeburl, Alan and Doris Shoeburl, Roger Shoeburl, Jan and Denny Welbig, Judy and Dan Dahl, and Jane and Reginald Nordquist. Son-in-law, Donovan Small, numerous grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and a great-great-grandchild. Also many other relatives and friends. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center. Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Mary's Catholic Church or the Richland Center Athletic Booster Club. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Louis Wilson is survived by his wife of 69 years, Kathleen, five children, Bruce and Ruth Wilson of Richland Center, Christina Cooley of Belleville, John Wilson of Cross Plains, Sean Walsh and Mike Harlan of Richland Center, and Alex Wilson and Amanda Bauer of Madison. 11 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, siblings Mildred Burkham of Clay Center, Nebraska, James Wilson and Brenda of Richland Center, and Diane and Kit Kukanen of Waukesha. Sisters-in-law, Virginia Wilson of Florida, Diane Wilson of Galesville, and Constance Foley of Sun Prairie. Brother-in-law, Carlisle Wilkinson of Sun Prairie. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Lawrence A., Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 15th. No funeral services will be held. Arlita Marks is survived by five daughters, Renee and Oliver Popova of Tucson, Arizona, Tina Mickelson of Avoca, Roberta and Jay Ledman of Richland Center, Carmen and Greg Heaps of Partyville, and Jackie and Eric Shipton of Las Vegas, Nevada. Seven stepchildren, John, Stephen, David, Brian, Beth, Barbara, and Susan and their families. 12 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Anita Steineck of Sellersburg, Indiana, a brother, Jerry and Janice Gillingham of Holman, sister-in-law, Sarah Gillingham, nieces and nephews, and an uncle. Arlita Gillingham Marks, 86, of Tucson, Arizona, formerly of Richland Center.
Be DL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Gary and Mary Gutknecht, Rod and Helen Perry, Bill and Christy Troxell, and Mike and Laura Campbell. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Basketball Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, we have a classic July day underway here in the Midwest with quite a bit of sunshine, warm and humid conditions, nice breeze out there as well. We are tracking some pockets of showers and thunderstorms both south and north of our region, tracking down through Missouri all the way over to Indiana, Kentucky, with another bigger cluster across the Dakotas, back through central Minnesota, all the way into upper Michigan. Now, that activity to the northwest will gradually be heading this way with a cold front tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, and that could bring us some pretty hefty thunder showers when that comes through. So definitely keep an eye to the skies tomorrow and be sure to check in here for updates. We're likely to see a few storms with gusty winds, torrential downpours, maybe even some small hail, and certainly the possibility of is there of getting some localized flash flooding, particularly if we see some training of cells over the same areas. Now, that whole weather system should gradually shift away by Wednesday night and Thursday, be replaced with some cooler and less humid air, which will feel pretty nice for the end of the week. Here's your forecast now for the rest of today. Partly cloudy on the hot and humid side as temperatures reach the upper 80s. Heat indices could reach the low to mid 90s with southwest winds up to 15 miles per hour. Just some clouds tonight, warm and sticky with a low of 69 degrees. Tomorrow, humid with clouds building. Intermittent showers and thunderstorms likely for the afternoon. Some could get on the strong side with highs in the middle 80s. South to southeast wind turning to the north near 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms gradually diminishing, low at 59 degrees. And Thursday, cloud cover mixing with some sunshine by midday, cooler and less humid with a high of 73. The outlook for Friday, sunny to partly cloudy and mild, high at 77. Saturday, mainly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms at times, high temperature 79. And Sunday, partly sunny with a small chance of a shower. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home.
When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 85 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 89, our low this morning was 63. Our high so far today, 86. The record high for this date was set in 1988 at 100. The record low 40 was set in 1967. Last year's high was 89 with a low of 67. Sunset tonight will be at 8:40 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:36. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 5 to 11 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.05. Relative humidity is 60% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 85 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Agritourism has become a billion-dollar business in the United States. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. In the last census of agriculture, more than half of U.S. counties had one or more farms engaged in agritourism. In Oregon's Willamette Valley, there are scads of them. Audrey Comerford works with Oregon State University Extension.
I have everything from a tulip farm that opens in April to a small dairy that does single cow cheese and will produce vodka out of whey. We have blueberry folks that will do frozen products throughout the year to be able to lengthen their season. And so we're seeing a lot of ingenuity here with the farms.
Comerford says many types of operations fall under the agritourism umbrella.
Anytime the visiting public is coming onto a farm or ranch, and this could be for things like direct sales, farm stands, U-picks, U-cuts. It could be for entertainment such as festivals, pumpkin patches. It could be for hospitality reasons like tastings or farm-to-table dinners, outdoor recreation, hiking, birding, horseback riding. We also have education, which is classes, demonstrations, those types of things.
How many mothers in frustration over the latest mess have asked, "Were you born in a barn?" I'm pretty sure no one has ever answered that with a yes, but these days you can book events in a barn, even weddings. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
I'm Carol. Sarah Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Feed your dairy herd Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans to potentially improve milk fat production and lower feed cost. Plant Plenish soybeans and plant your best year. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. praised the dairy sector this week for pledging to remove chemical food dyes from their products. Rollins complimented farmers and processors for being proactive, voluntarily eliminating artificial colors from ice cream products by the end of 2027.
We know that our current health outcomes, especially for our children, are unsustainable, and that American agriculture is at the heart of the solution to make America healthy again.
Rollins says it's not just the dairy sector that's moving toward eliminating artificial petroleum-based dyes.
Tyson Foods, PepsiCo, J.M. Smucker, Nestle, Hershey, Conagra Brands, Kraft Heinz, and General Mills, each of which have recently made similar commitments to remove artificial colors from their products.
The president of Kansas Farm Bureau says the next Make America Healthy Again report may not be as critical of crop protection tools.
It's not in black and white yet, but we have word that something's coming.
Joe Newland says leaders of State Farm Bureau organizations met with cabinet officials last week. He was encouraged after conversations with the Department of Health and Human Services.
The pesticide issue that was released earlier may not be as big as what we thought it was.
He tells Brownfield science is clear pesticides are safe to use in agriculture. The MAHA Commission is expected to release a follow-up report in August. A corn specialist with Pioneer says corn roofworm has become increasingly problematic the last few years. Macy Merrick tells Brownfield.
You can think back to maybe only having struggles of it on that corn-on-corn acre, but now we know that it's present in a lot of our rotated acres as well that our customers are dealing with.
She says it will be important to use additional modes of action as the pest continues to evolve. The leader of agribusiness risk with Nationwide Insurance says a new survey suggests drivers underestimate the dangers of rural roads. Laramie Sandquist says fewer than 1 in 10 drivers view rural roads as dangerous, despite them accounting for a disproportionate number of fatalities.
They thought the rural roads were much more safer than the urban roads. But as you looked at the data, about a third of traffic goes on rural roads, but 41% of all fatalities happening on the roadways are actually happening in rural roads.
He tells Brownfield higher speeds, narrower roadways, wildlife, farm equipment, and other factors all add up to rural roadways requiring vigilance while behind the wheel. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to NAFBHunger.com and help end hunger.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country is very slow Tuesday. Bids and asking prices have not been established for the week. Significant trade volume could be delayed until the second half of the week. Boxed beef was higher at midday with choice up 146 at 378.53 and select was up 203 at 366.61. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri on Monday, Feeder steers 450 to 500 pounds sold $10 to $20 higher compared to the most recent sale. Heavier weights traded mostly steady, with some instances $4 to $5 higher and a higher undertone. USDA says demand was good for a moderate supply as the market continues on a very active pace. Feeder supply included 63% steers and 48% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 453 to 495 pounds sold for $445 to $472. And feeder steers 779 to 790 pounds brought $331.25 to $331.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers 500 to 549 pounds brought $370 to $388. And feeder heifers 550 to 594 pounds sold for $343 to $367. Cash hogs were steady at midday. The market has been quiet to start the week, but demand could be picking up with packers in need of near-term ready numbers to help keep up chain speed. China has been inconsistent in buying U.S. pork, and there continues to be some uncertainty around President Trump's trade and tariff policy. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had no trend established at midday, but had a base range of 99 to 113.50. The weighted average price was 110.36. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average price of 111.36. The Iowa, Minnesota, and Eastern Corn Belt markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs were steady at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Barrels and gilts were priced at $84. Sows had a range of 72 to 88. Boars were marked at 29. Pork values were higher at midday, up 43 cents at $114.28. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Planning home improvements, a new addition, or building a garage or house? Start at Harchi Lumber, where making your project easier and more affordable is what they do best. From the ground up, Harchi Lumber carries a complete line of quality building materials. Drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, and more. Need help with a pole building? Harchi's experienced construction crews are ready to get that job done too. Plus, they offer prompt job site deliveries with self-unloading trucks to keep your project moving. Call Harchi Lumber today at 985-7207 or stop at Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Soybeans are lower, corn and cattle are higher, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today on fund and technical selling, flirting with some key support points. 70% of the U.S. crops rated good to excellent, up 4% in the week, and near-term crop weather remains generally favorable. U.S. crush demand continues to be strong on soybean oil demand expectations. August beans are down 5 at 996, September's 4.5 lower at 988 and 3 quarters. August soybean meal's down $3 at 264.70. August soybean oil is up 54 points at 54.71. Corn's modestly higher, 74% of the crop's good to excellent, with development holding just ahead of average nationally. Still, there is no real correlation between crop rating and size, and there's a long way to go until this crop is fully made. September corn's up 2.25 at 402 and a quarter. December's 2.75 higher at 420 and three quarters. And wheat's lower. The spring wheat harvest is the winter wheat harvest, rather, is more than 60% complete, and 54% of spring wheat's good to excellent. Medium-term forecast, you have more rain in parts of the northwestern U.S. plains. September Chicago's leading the way lower, down 4.75 at 536 and three quarters. Cattle are up on oversold signals and the higher midday move in beef. August live's 245 higher at 221.80. October's up 172 at 218.50. August feeders are up $1.70 at 321.17. And hogs are mixed, mostly lower on spread trade and sustained demand questions. August lean's 67 higher at 103.90. October's 42 lower at 87.25. The Dow's down about 390 points. Crude oil is lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
The Blue River Farmers Market is happening this afternoon from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Blue River Park, and you don't want to miss it. Stop by for fresh produce, flowers, baked goods, artisan crafts, candles, jewelry, natural products, jams and jellies, cotton candy, and unique gifts galore. Grab a bite from Capella's Cuisine Food Truck and treat yourself to Krieg's Candy, featuring freeze-dried candy and refreshing snow cones. Bring the whole family for an evening of small-town charm and big-time fun. Want to join the fun as a vendor next time? Reach out to the Friends of Blue River on Facebook. The Blue River Farmers Market. We'll see you at the park.
What can make good bread even better? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Did you know that the wheat that is used to make bread makes a difference in how the loaf tastes and bakes? Shelby Kibler is co-owner of a Michigan-based bakery called Field and Fire.
For a baker, a bread baker specifically, comes down to the protein quantity and quality, right? So if we get a new flour in or a new grain from Josh and we mill it, we'll generally see what it feels like once we add some water and develop some gluten structure. And that tells us a lot. We do test the grain so we know what the overall protein percentage is and the falling number, which can affect how quickly it ferments.
And he tells Brownfield,
really, it's all about the feel. So for us, it's just a matter of kind of jumping in, mixing a dough, and then kind of seeing where we're going with that batch. Usually it's just once a year that we get a specific type of wheat or rye or spelt from him. And so each year when he tells us, okay, this is the new crop, we just, carefully go through a process of kind of assessing what we're dealing with, and then we make adjustments.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
What's your name?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Live in concert.
Sweet home.
Saturday, August 9th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair with special guest Tiger Lily Gold celebrating 50 years of Lynyrd Skynyrd. On sale now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to keep you informed. They utilize